This is Ted Kennedy. A Labor Department agency has a mandate to protect workers, but it's endangering them instead. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, nearly 20 years ago, Congress created a special agency in the Department of Labor to deal with dangerous conditions, jeopardizing the health and safety of millions of workers on the job. For a while, the agency lived up to its mandate. Thousands of lives were saved and countless diseases were prevented. But recently, the Senate heard shocking testimony about the agency buckling to pressure from business and orders from the White House. Witness after witness told horror tales of phony reports, sham inspections, and lives lost because of unsafe conditions and unnecessary exposure to toxic chemicals. One witness estimated that 50,000 Americans are dying each year because the administration refuses to take adequate action to enforce the law. Join me, Al, and condemn an irresponsible policy that puts business profits above workers' lives.
Ted, when you and your left-wing buddies created OSHA, you created a bureaucratic nightmare, intrusive inspections and ludicrous requirements. Where I come from, we'll never forget that image of the cowboy with a porta-potty strapped to the back of his pack horse. And that's only a slight exaggeration. Workers do need to have adequate safety apparel and the means to deal with hazards in the workplace. Employers are indeed responsible for providing proper equipment and working conditions. But the OSHA bureaucrats lost sight of the real world in crafting their burdensome regulations. You must feel that OSHA can't be salvaged, Ted. Why else would you be trying to create the Risk Assessment Board? That's a spanking new program to notify workers of all risks known to man. It's government regulation run amok. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the non-trade pork in the trade bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.